Barron's Pronounce It Perfectly in Russian. Copyright 1994 by Barron's Educational Series. This self-teaching course will enable you to pronounce Russian correctly, just as it is spoken in Russia today. The program can be used in schools and colleges, either independently, in class, or in a language laboratory. Travelers, business people, and others who want to learn to pronounce Russian perfectly and make themselves understood will also find this program valuable for self-instruction. In each unit, several sounds or intonation patterns are introduced. After each new sound is explained, you will hear words pronounced by native speakers. Repeat the words during the pauses, trying to imitate the speakers as closely as possible. You will then hear each word again, enabling you to check your own pronunciation. If you are following along in the book, you will find that all of the practice words, phrases, and sentences appear there with English translations. Because they reinforce each other, it would be ideal to use the book and the audio simultaneously. However, this program has been designed so that each of the components can be used separately. Now, let's learn to pronounce it perfectly in Russian. Part 1. The vowels and the consonants. Unit 1. The vowels
A, E, O, U.
And the consonants
M, N, K, P, T, S, F.
Just like English, Russian has vowels and consonants. Russian vowels, when they are stressed, are pronounced more clearly and distinctly than their English counterparts. The vowel
A,
when stressed, the sound
A,
as in party, is represented by the Russian letter
A.
The Russian sound is pronounced with the tip of the tongue against the lower teeth and the middle of the tongue slightly raised. Look at the diagram. Listen, then repeat the following words.
A, A.
Mama, Mama.
Papa, Papa.
Там. Там.
Дам. Дам.
The vowel
э,
when stressed, the sound
э,
as in echo, is represented by the Russian letter
э.
The Russian sound is pronounced with the front of the tongue slightly raised. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Э. Э.
Это, это.
Экстра, экстра.
Поэзия, поэзия.
Силуэт, силуэт.
The vowel
о,
when stressed, the sound
о,
as in hello, is represented by the Russian letter
о.
The Russian sound is pronounced with the back of the tongue slightly raised and the lips extended and rounded. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
О, о.
Он, он.
От, от.
Том, том.
Рот, рот.
The vowel
у,
when stressed, the sound
у,
as in rule, is represented by the Russian letter
у.
The Russian sound is pronounced with the back of the tongue raised high and the lips extended even further than for the
о
sound and rounded. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
У, у,
ум, ум.
Улица, улица.
Ну, ну.
Буду, буду.
Did you notice the full voicing given to the consonants
M
and
N?
Don't be afraid to exaggerate at this stage. Let your vocal cords vibrate fully as you pronounce the following words with
M
and
N
sounds. The consonant
M.
The sound
M,
as in mall, is represented by the Russian letter
M.
The Russian sound is pronounced with the lips closed and the middle of the tongue slightly raised. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Mat. Mat.
Tam. Tam.
M. M.
Dom. Dom.
Tamu. Tamu.
The consonant
N.
The sound
N,
as in note, is represented by the Russian letter
N.
The Russian sound is pronounced with the tip of the tongue pressed against the lower teeth and the front part of the tongue pressed against the area above the upper teeth. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Na. Na.
No. No.
Anno. Anno.
N. N.
Ton. Ton.
You may have noticed that some of the words have two syllables. Russian words, as a rule, have only one accented syllable that receives all of the force in pronunciation. The other vowels are unstressed and pronounced with decidedly less energy. In the case of
air
and
ooh,
you will hear little difference in the quality of the unstressed vowel. But in the case of
ah
and
or,
both sounds are pronounced like a weak
ah.
Look and listen to the unstressed vowels this time.
Estonka. Estonka.
Урок. Урок.
Анна. Анна.
Атом. Атом.
Она. Она.
Оно. Оно.
The consonant
K.
The sound
K,
as in kayak, is represented by the Russian letter
K.
The Russian sound is pronounced with the back of the tongue raised toward the back roof of the mouth. Unlike English, no aspiration, no audible puff of air, accompanies this sound when pronounced at the beginning of a word. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Как. Как.
Касса. Касса.
О ком. О ком.
Кот. Кот.
Кусок. Кусок.
Кто. Кто.
Even at the end of a word, there is no tension or rush of air as in English. Listen, then repeat the following words.
Так. Так.
Урок. Урок.
Сок. Сок.
The consonant
П.
The sound
P,
as in papa, is represented by the Russian letter
P.
The Russian sound is pronounced with the lips brought together, then open to release the vowel sound. It too is pronounced without aspiration, audible puff of air, when at the beginning of a word. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Por. Por.
Passport. Паспорт.
Порт. Порт.
Потом. Потом.
Потому. Потому.
Пусто. Пусто.
Be careful not to aspirate the sound at the end of a word. Repeat after our speaker.
Стоп. Стоп.
Суп. Суп.
Group. Group.
The consonant
Т.
The sound
Т,
as in toe, is represented by the Russian letter
Т.
The Russian sound is pronounced with the tip of the tongue against the lower teeth and the front part of the tongue pressed against the area where the top teeth meet the alveolar ridge. It too is pronounced without aspiration, audible puff of air, when at the beginning of a word. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Так. Так.
Там. Там.
Татар. Татар.
То. То.
Торт. Торт.
Тост. Тост.
Туда. Туда.
Do not aspirate at the end of words. Repeat after our speaker.
Мат. Мат.
От. От.
Тут. Тут.
Зовут. Зовут.
The consonant
S.
The sound
S.
As in sun, is represented by the Russian letter
S.
This Russian hissing sound is pronounced with the tip of the tongue pressed against the lower teeth and the front of the tongue raised slightly. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Сто. Сто.
Сам. Сам.
Скот. Скот.
Сон. Сон.
Нос. Нос.
Вас. Вас.
Ус. Ус.
The consonant
F.
The sound
F,
as in fund, is represented by the Russian letter
F.
This Russian sound is pronounced with the upper teeth pressed against the lower lip and the middle of the tongue raised slightly. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Fact. Fact.
Форма. Форма.
Фото. Фото.
Фунт. Фунт.
Шкаф. Шкаф.
Шарф. Шарф.
F. F.
The five Russian consonants
K, P, T, S,
and
F
are all voiceless. That means the vocal cords do not vibrate when they are pronounced. Russian consonants are pronounced with less tension than their English counterparts. Remember that at the beginning of a word,
P, T,
and
K
do not have aspiration. Practice in context. Now listen, then repeat some useful words for eating and drinking based on the sounds you have already practiced. You can order many items in a restaurant, or at a snack bar, or outdoor stand, by simply naming the object and adding the Russian for please.
Пожалуйста.
Listen, then repeat the following sentences.
Ананас, пожалуйста. Ананас, пожалуйста.
Арбуз, пожалуйста. Арбуз, пожалуйста.
Банан, пожалуйста. Банан, пожалуйста.
Бутерброд, пожалуйста. Бутерброд, пожалуйста.
Квас, пожалуйста. Квас, пожалуйста.
Колбаса, пожалуйста. Колбаса, пожалуйста.
Компот, пожалуйста. Компот, пожалуйста.
Салат, пожалуйста. Салат, пожалуйста.
Суп, пожалуйста. Суп, пожалуйста.
Сок, пожалуйста. Сок, пожалуйста.
Творог, пожалуйста. Творог, пожалуйста.
Торт, пожалуйста. Торт, пожалуйста.
Culture notes. Some of the sounds practiced in this lesson will come in handy when discussing nationalities. Listen, then repeat.
Американка. Американка.
Англичанка. Англичанка.
Канадка. Канадка.
Литовка. Литовка.
Русская. Русская.
Украинка. Украинка.
Эстонка. Эстонка.
This Russian proverb uses sounds we have just learned. Listen and repeat.
Нет худа без добра. Нет худа без добра.
Try that once again.
Нет худа без добра. Нет худа без добра.
Unit 2. The vowel
Yuri
and the consonants
G, B, D, Z, V.
The vowel
Yuri,
when stressed, the sound
I,
as in Harry, is represented by the Russian letter
Yuri.
The Russian sound is pronounced with the middle of the tongue raised high toward the back of the mouth. This sound is pronounced much like the
U
sound, except that the lips are not rounded, but spread wide. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Вы. Вы.
Мы. Мы.
Ты. Ты.
Сыр. Сыр.
Игры. Игры.
Отцы. Отцы.
Столы. Столы.
When the sound is not stressed, it retains the same qualities with less emphasis. Listen, then repeat.
Бутерброды. Бутерброды.
Картины. Картины.
Мамы. Мамы.
Папы. Папы.
Вы правы. Вы правы.
Туалеты. Туалеты.
Remember that the Russian letter
Yuri
does not occur at the beginning of a word. The consonant
G.
The sound
G,
as in go, is represented by the Russian letter
G.
The Russian sound is the voiced partner of the voiceless
K.
Voicing is the vibration of the vocal cords when pronouncing the consonant. The Russian
G
sound is pronounced in the same position as the
K
sound, with the back of the tongue raised toward the back roof of the mouth. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Гастроном. Гастроном.
Гол. Гол.
Года. Года.
Голова. Голова.
Галстук. Галстук.
Губы. Губы.
The consonant
B.
The sound
B,
as in bat, is represented by the Russian letter
B.
The Russian sound is the voiced partner of the voiceless
P.
The Russian
B
sound is pronounced in the same position as the
P
sound, with the lips brought together, then open to release the vowel sound. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Ball. Ball.
Basketball. Basketball.
Board. Board.
Бутерброд. Бутерброд.
Бумага. Бумага.
The consonant
D.
The sound
D,
as in dog, is represented by the Russian letter
D.
The Russian sound is the voiced partner of the voiceless
D.
The Russian
D
sound is pronounced in the same position as the
D
sound, with the tip of the tongue against the lower teeth and the front part of the tongue pressed against the area where the top teeth meet the alveolar ridge. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Давно. Давно.
Дата. Дата.
Доктор. Доктор.
Долго. Долго.
Душ. Душ.
Душно. Душно.
The consonant
Z.
The sound
Z,
as in zoo, is represented by the Russian letter
Z.
The Russian sound is the voiced partner of the voiceless
S.
The Russian
Z
sound is pronounced in the same position as the
S
sound, with the tip of the tongue pressed against the lower teeth and the front of the tongue raised slightly. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
За. За.
Зал. Зал.
Золото. Золото.
Зонт. Зонт.
Зубы. Зубы.
The consonant
V.
The sound
V,
as in vote, is represented by the Russian letter
V.
The Russian sound is the voiced partner of the voiceless
F.
The Russian
V
sound is pronounced in the same position as the
F
sound, with the upper teeth pressed against the lower lip and the middle of the tongue raised slightly. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Вагон. Вагон.
Ваза. Ваза.
Воды. Воды.
Волосы. Волосы.
Вуз. Вуз.
An alphabet tries hard to represent most sounds with one letter. But when historical changes in pronunciation take place, alphabets tend to be conservative and lag behind actual speech. Thus, it is not all that exceptional for one letter to represent two or more sounds. Most native speakers rarely think about the difference, but pronounce aloud the English words cats and dogs. And notice how the letter S stands for the sound S in cats, but for the sound Z in dogs. A similar phenomenon can be observed in Russian consonants, especially in the matter of voicing and devoicing. As we have seen, the Russian consonants
G, B, D, Z,
and
V
are voiced. The vocal cords vibrate for these sounds. They are pronounced at the same spot in the mouth as their voiceless partners.
K, P, T, S,
and
F.
At the end of a word, the consonants
G, B, D, Z,
and
V
are devoiced. That is, the vocal cords no longer vibrate for these sounds. They are now pronounced as their voiceless partners.
G
becomes
K.
Listen, then repeat.
Gulak. Gulak.
Залог. Залог.
Рок. Рок. Б.
Becomes
П.
Дуб. Дуб.
Зуб. Зуб.
Лоб. Лоб. Д.
Becomes
Т.
Год. Год.
Над. Над.
Под. Под. З.
Becomes
С.
Вниз. Вниз.
Газ. Газ.
Глаз. Глаз. В.
Becomes
Ф.
Он прав. Он прав.
Ростов. Ростов.
Состав. Состав.
The voiced consonants
G, B, D, Z,
and
V
are also devoiced when they immediately precede one of the voiceless consonants
K, P, T, S, F,
or
Sh.
Listen, then repeat.
Ногти. Ногти.
Он постригся. Он постригся.
Обсуждать. Обсуждать.
Обширная. Обширная.
Водка. Водка.
Канатка. Канатка.
Вести. Вести.
Узко. Узко.
Автобус. Автобус.
Австралия. Австралия.
Вкусно. Вкусно.
Вчера. Вчера.
Завтра. Завтра.
Второй. Второй.
The voiceless consonants
K, P, T, S,
and F become voiced when they immediately precede one of the voiced consonants
G, B, D, Z,
or
J.
Sometimes this happens when two words are pronounced together.
K
becomes
G.
Repeat the following items after the speaker.
Вокзал. Вокзал.
Экзамен. Экзамен.
П.
Becomes
Б.
Суп Димы. Суп Димы.
Темп жизни. Темп жизни.
Т.
Becomes
Д.
От Бориса. От Бориса.
Отгадать. Отгадать.
S
becomes
Z.
Сдать. Сдать.
Просьба. Просьба.
Notice that the letter
V
does not affect the sound before it. Both voiced and voiceless consonants may be pronounced in combination with it. Repeat the following words.
Гвоздь. Гвоздь.
К вам. К вам.
Обвинять. Обвинять.
Два. Два.
Твой. Твой.
Звезда. Звезда.
Свет. Свет.
Practice in context. Now, listen, then repeat some useful questions and answers that contain sounds you have already practiced. You can learn many new words and phrases on your own by asking the right question and showing interest in the Russian language and culture. Listen, then repeat.
Что это? Что это?
Это банк. Это банк.
Это парк. Это парк.
Это паспорт. Это паспорт.
Это план города. Это план города.
Кто это? Кто это?
Это Анна. Это Анна.
Это Марк. Это Марк.
Это Рыбаков. Это Рыбаков.
Это доктор. Это доктор.
Как вас зовут? Как вас зовут?
Меня зовут Джон. Меня зовут Джон.
Culture notes. Practice some of the sounds in this lesson used in words for Russian and other currencies. Listen, then repeat.
Доллары. Доллары.
Лиры. Лиры.
Марки. Марки.
Рубли. Рубли.
Франки. Франки.
Фунты. Фунты.
This Russian proverb uses sounds we have just learned. Listen, then repeat.
Рыбак рыбака видит издалека. Рыбак рыбака видит издалека.
Try that once again.
Рыбак рыбака видит издалека. Рыбак рыбака видит издалека.
Unit 3. The consonants
L, R, H, C, Sh,
and
J.
The consonant
L.
The sound
L,
as in lot, is represented by the Russian letter
L.
The Russian sound is pronounced with the tip of the tongue pressed against the upper teeth and the back part of the tongue raised. The middle of the tongue dips. Look at the diagram. Listen. Then repeat the following words.
Лампа. Лампа.
Лодка. Лодка.
Луна. Луна.
Долго. Долго.
Мыло. Мыло.
Тепло. Тепло.
Я пал. Я пал.
Стул. Стул.
Угол. Угол.
The consonant
R.
The sound
R,
as in rabbit, is represented by the Russian letter
R.
The Russian sound is pronounced with the tip of the tongue tapping against the alveolar ridge, the area just behind the top teeth, with the back part of the tongue raised and the middle of the tongue dipped. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Рот. Рот.
Рот. Рот.
Руки. Руки.
Пары. Пары.
Брат. Брат.
Бутерброд. Бутерброд.
Второй. Второй.
Сестра. Сестра.
Бар. Бар.
Жар. Жар.
The consonant
Х.
The sound Х, as in Бах, Лах, is represented by the Russian letter
Х.
The Russian sound is pronounced with the back part of the tongue raised high toward the palate, roof of the mouth, but not touching it, while the front of the tongue dips toward the lower teeth. The
х
sound is voiceless in Russian. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Сахар. Сахар.
Хорошо. Хорошо.
Холодно. Холодно.
Хуже. Хуже.
Хлеб. Хлеб.
Храм. Храм.
Хрусталь. Хрусталь.
Вход. Вход.
Выход. Выход.
Запах. Запах.
В гостях. В гостях.
The consonant
Ц.
The sound
Ц,
as in Tsar, is represented by the Russian letter
Ц.
The Russian sound is pronounced in the same position as the sounds
Т
and
Д,
with the tip of the tongue touching the lower teeth and the front part of the tongue raised toward the alveolar ridge behind the top teeth. The
Ц
sound is always hard in Russian. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Царь. Царь.
Цветы. Цветы.
Лицо. Лицо.
Цена. Цена.
Кольцо. Кольцо.
Организация. Организация.
Отцы. Отцы.
Американец. Американец.
Конец. Конец.
Месяц. Месяц.
Although the letter
C
can be followed by the letter
E
or by either
E
or
Yeri,
it is always pronounced as a hard consonant. The consonant
Sh,
the sound
Sh
as in show, is represented by the Russian letter
Sh.
The Russian sound is pronounced with the tip of the tongue slightly raised and the back part of the tongue raised high toward the palate, with the middle of the tongue dipping slightly. The lips are extended forward. The
sh
sound is voiceless in Russian, and it is always a hard consonant. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Шапка. Шапка.
Шампанское. Шампанское.
Шесть. Шесть.
Школа. Школа.
Шум. Шум.
Штат. Штат.
Бишкек. Бишкек.
Вашингтон. Вашингтон.
Я ношу. Я ношу.
Уши. Уши.
Ты говоришь. Ты говоришь.
Although the letter
Sh
can be followed by the letters
E, I,
or
мягкий знак,
it is always pronounced as a hard consonant. The consonant
Ж,
the sound
Ж,
as in azure, is represented by the Russian letter
Ж.
The Russian sound, the voiced partner of the sound
Sh,
is pronounced with the tip of the tongue slightly raised and the back part of the tongue raised high toward the palate, with the middle of the tongue dipping slightly. The lips are extended forward. The
Ж
sound is voiced in Russian, and it too is always a hard consonant. Look at the diagram, listen, then repeat the following words.
Жарко. Жарко.
Жена. Жена.
Жены. Жены.
Живу. Живу.
Журнал. Журнал.
Я хожу. Я хожу.
Я жду. Я жду.
Они жмут. Они жмут.
Важно. Важно.
Like the letter
Sh,
the letter
Ж
can be followed by the letters
Е, И,
or
мягкий знак.
But it is always pronounced as a hard consonant. The consonant
Ж
is devoiced at the end of a word or when it immediately precedes one of the voiceless consonants
К, П, Т, С, Ф,
or
sha.
It is then pronounced as its voiceless partner
sha.
Listen and repeat after the speaker.
Багаж. Багаж.
Муж. Муж.
Нож. Нож.
Ложка. Ложка.
Книжка. Книжка.
The voiceless consonant
Sh
becomes voiced when it immediately precedes one of the voiced consonants
G, B, D, Z,
or
Ž.
This frequently happens when two words are pronounced together. Remember that the letter
V
has no effect on the preceding consonant. Listen and repeat after the speaker.
Ваш галстук. Ваш галстук.
Ваш брат. Ваш брат.
Наш дом. Наш дом.
Наш завтрак. Наш завтрак.
Ваш журнал. Ваш журнал.
Practice in context. Now, listen, then repeat some useful phrases that will enable you to talk about your family and their occupations, using sounds you have already practiced. You might want to use a dictionary to look up those words that apply to your own particular family situation.
Кто это? Кто это?
Это мама. Это мама.
Это папа. Это папа.
Это сестра. Это сестра.
Это брат. Это брат.
Это бабушка. Это бабушка.
Это дедушка. Это дедушка.
Кто она? Кто она?
Она адвокат. Она адвокат.
Она врач. Она врач.
Она редактор. Она редактор.
Она студентка. Она студентка.
Кто он? Кто он?
Он автор. Он автор.
Он друг. Он друг.
Он журналист. Он журналист.
Он хирург. Он хирург.
Culture notes. Try to pronounce the names of these famous Russian writers correctly. Listen, then repeat.
Лермонтов. Лермонтов.
Пастернак. Пастернак.
Пушкин. Пушкин.
Тургенев. Тургенев.
Чехов. Чехов.
This Russian proverb uses sounds we have learned. Listen, then repeat.
Голод – лучший повар. Голод – лучший повар.
Try that once again.
Голод – лучший повар. Голод – лучший повар.
You have now finished side one. To continue, fast forward to the end of the tape and turn the cassette over.